Christmas weekend coming up, which means this past weekend for a lot of people was the big get things done, because you won't have another weekend to do it.
Right.
So, sure, you know, hustling and bustling that needs to be done. I mean, obviously we have time this week, but you know, people are getting their work schedules. A lot of schools will have at least a couple of days this week, I think, before shutting down. And, mm-hmm. You know, so this weekend was a chance to take care of everything, which I know that we all did.
No. We did not.
So I'll give you my quick weekend, first of all. Since it's involving me, I have to admit I'm guilty of not following my own advice of being careful when you're driving in slippery winter weather conditions.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yesterday morning, there was some snow around, glazing snow, and in some cases, very slippery conditions. You know how they say most accidents happen close to home?
Mm-hmm.
Most accidents happen close to home. Right down the road. And admittedly, which I admitted to the police, by the way, I'm not one of those that, I don't know what happened. Hey, if I make a mistake, I think I was traveling a little too fast for conditions. No. I wasn't expecting to be that slippery, I got to say.
Yeah.
Even though I know that light coating of snow is always the toughest.
It is.
Sure.
And on a Sunday morning at about 8 o'clock, I mean, who else is on the road in a residential street, your street? Yeah. There was one other car coming. Oh, in the other direction, and I hit it, and tail spinned, and
oh no,
little fender bender.
No.
Both cars still drivable, both occupants, myself and the other driver, okay, a very nice lady. She was very understanding. She says, hey, these things happen. I said, they happen, but maybe they shouldn't have happened. So the officer said, perhaps, but in these slippery conditions, you could have been going
mile an hour, and you were going
these are the
fast
kinds of conditions that, yeah, you just sometimes you hit a patch, so. Truck's still drivable, at least.
That's good.
Everything still works. It's just, wow. Wasn't on my Christmas list to have Santa do a little fender bender repair.
A little touch-up.
Yeah. It's like, really? And then I was out early on Sunday because to Royal Oak, early hockey game. Boy, the experience on I-75 in that Bermuda Triangle between Saginaw, Birch Run, and Bridgeport. Mm. Wow. I counted at least a dozen vehicles.
I bet.
Including a jackknife semi. Hopefully all the Amazon packages in that semi were okay, because it was a jackknife Amazon delivery truck. Hopefully nobody was hurt, but you could see the remnants of vehicles. And it looked like most people were involved in their own accidents, like spinouts off into the side or, unfortunately, hitting a median. I don't think, at least I didn't see, any actual crashes amongst vehicles. And I was
that's always fortunate.
You know, we're doing, I mean, 25, and there was fishtailing going on, and just it was just, you know, it was crazy. And we always talk about it. We always that US 10. We know our always those.
Oh, US
those
10 is
people.
Usually terrible.
Yeah. The only good news that came out of this was since I was coming back, the weather was much better, and I needed to fuel up. I did take a detour onto the Dixie Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And did gas up for $2.66 a gallon on the Dixie Highway in Bridgeport.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, because it's still above 3 in some places here. Although it is below 2 in other places.
Yes,
but yeah, $2.66.
It's heading down penny by penny in some other places.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So yeah. My apologies to the woman that was involved. I thank her for her for her kindness. But as I said, I did not follow my own advice.
Yeah,
that's okay. Well, yeah, it happens.
It does.
It really does. You know, at least you were on the road and you had bad conditions that caused your accident about 2 years ago. I got into a fender bender by just pulling out of a parking lot and not using the camera, the back.
Oh, the backup camera?
Yeah.
Backup camera.
In fact, when I took the car in to get touched up and all that, the guy was walking around and looking at, taking notes. He says, you know, you have a camera back here. I do.
Yeah.
Did you thank him for pointing it out?
I did. Speaking of which, I'm losing my car today for a few days. Remember when I hit the deer about a month ago? Yep. So it's finally going to get touched up here, and so I will have to have a loaner car for the next couple of days.
Hope it's going to be able to get you through potential bad weather.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm hoping that I'll have my car back.
Oh, before that.
By Wednesday or Thursday. That's what
your
my
Jeep
hope.
Will be able to travel through that kind of weather.
Yes.
Well, see, you guys got accidents to deal with. I got to spend the day at the hospital without even having an accident. I just got a phone call from my mom yesterday morning, and it cracks me up to still think about how funny she is sometimes. My mom called me at 7:30 in the morning and said, after you get home from church today, do you think you might be able to take me to the emergency room after I go to church? not like there's an emergency right now. Come get me. Take me to the hospital. No.
How considerate of your mother.
Yeah. How nice of you, Mom. Let me go to church first. No, let's go later. But she ended up with an appendectomy. And she's fine. But yeah, it was just kind of funny that. If you're going to church this morning, when you get home, can you come and take me to the emergency room? I love you, Mom.
Wow.
Love you, Mom.
An appendectomy.
Yeah.
Was she in a lot of pain, or is she just discomfort?
You know,
or?
Mom is the kind of person that she doesn't complain about a lot of pain. And so even when the nurse asked her, you know, what's your pain rating? She's like, oh, about a 2. So, you know, but that was my fun day yesterday. I got, oh, you guys goodness. Got accidents. I got to spend the day at the hospital just with my mom. And, you know, and just because I got to laugh, too, because it's funny.
I like that.
It really is funny. It could have been so much worse for everybody, I'm sure.
Of course, yeah.
Very much so.
Don't mess around with that.
It all turns out okay.
It did.
An appendectomy.
Yeah, but go ahead. You can go to church first. And then
go to church and then come and take me to the emergency room. So,
Mom okay then?
Oh, yeah. Yep, she's doing fine. Yep, she had her surgery yesterday afternoon. And, you know, I have to say the people at Covenant are amazing. They were so good to her and so good to all of us, so.
Especially during, where's the last place you want to be during a holiday?
Absolutely.
You know, so. We talked about so much, speaking of Covenant, with the Covenant kids a couple of weeks ago with the Christmas. Yeah. Kids not wanting to be, but certainly adults don't want to be.
Oh, heck no. I don't think anybody wants to be at the hospital, but,
is
you know, they
out
are
in,
so good.
In the home in so time good. For Christmas?
Or? Oh, yeah. She'll be home this afternoon.
Okay.
So they get you in and out, and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And
that is amazing.
Yeah.
But with surgical techniques today, dare I even bring in childbirth? You know, it used to be where you had a couple of days, and now it's like, man, had a child in the morning, go home in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys, I got to watch the Lions game from the waiting room. And when I left the hospital, when she got out of surgery, it was the Lions were down by 3. Mm-hmm. And then I got to my dad's, or their house to pick up my dad and bring him back to the hospital. And the Lions had won, so I was like, wow, it's pretty amazing.
Anything can happen with the Lions.
Anything can happen with the Lions.
This is the reason you need to be a fan this year for the Lions, Denise.
That's true.
This could be the year. Mm-hmm.
This could be.
At least it's a better year for a conversation anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
We hope our listeners' weekends were a little less hustling and bustling.
That they went according to their own plans instead of, you know. Yeah. I always think it's funny because I make plans and God laughs and goes, yeah, go ahead with that.
Yeah. You've got your plans. I got mine.
I got mine. That's true.
Well, it is approaching 7:50 on WSTW. Nice to know Mom's okay.
Yeah. Good to know. And everybody just, you know, take a breath when you can this week. Everybody is going to be rushing around and hustling around, so everybody just please, just make sure. Take a breath. Don't get angry at each other.
Yeah.
No.
I know it's impossible,
patience.
But just do it. Yeah, patience. Yeah, just patience. Everybody relax. Everybody's in the same boat, all right? Everybody's rushing around, so just chill. Just chill.
Deep breath on 3. 1, 2, 3. Actually felt pretty good. Might have to do that again.